We are joined now on the phone by the mayor of Hillsboro, Mr. Tom Stevens. How are you today?
Well, Aaron, good afternoon.
Absolutely. And it is a beautiful afternoon. It was a beautiful weekend, too, and a lot of people turning out to vote early. Were you at the March to the Polls on Saturday?
Indeed, I was. We had a good group here in Hillsboro, and also there was a press conference we did in Carrboro where we had all three mayors and I think about 19 elected officials in all there at the polls. It was nice to see it crowded and people, you know, coming out to the polls. I know we're setting records in terms of early voting in Orange County, and we certainly want to see everybody come on out and vote and exercise your franchise.
Absolutely. And as we're getting the word out to people to get to the polls and vote either early during the early voting period or on election day, obviously everyone's talking about those big races at the top of the ballot, the president, the U.S. senator, the governor. We just finished talking about the two big referendums on the ballot in Orange County for schools and affordable housing. There's all of those races in the middle, and there's so many important races on the ballot that don't get nearly as much press or as much coverage or as much attention as they ought to. For you, looking at the ballot, what are the races that jump out at you as being particularly important that maybe aren't getting as much press?
Well, you know, they all carry so much importance. Certainly the gubernatorial contest is very, very important, what happens in the U.S. Senate. But there's also the judicial races, in particular the Supreme Court race. It seems if we're concerned about the as I am about the complete consolidation of power by a particular ideological bloc in Raleigh, having a Supreme Court that has a much broader range of representation would be very, very important for us. Certainly the bond issues are important to our local community. And one thing people may not know is that the Hillsboro Town Council voted unanimously in support of the bonds to encourage people to vote for the bonds as they're coming up.
Absolutely. And again, if you're just joining us, ocbond.org is the website that you can go to find out more information about both of the bond referendums that are going to be on your ballot in Orange County. And again, early voting runs through Saturday, November 5th. Election day is Tuesday, November 8th. We'll keep you posted on early voting turnout and more information on early voting on our website, chapelboro.com. But we're speaking with the mayor of Hillsboro, Tom Stevens. So let's turn to Hillsboro issues. There's a work session coming up tonight at 7 o'clock in the town barn, and you're going to be talking about the town's scorecard, right, which is something that I know you're really excited about and something that really sets Hillsboro apart from other communities.
Well, it is, and excited in that, you know, very strong administrative sense when things are going well. But, it is something that very, very proud about how the town is managed. We have a multi-year budget and financial plan. Of course, law dictates that we have to have a balanced budget each year, but having a multi-year plan is an incredibly good financial tool. On top of that, we have a performance management and what we call a balanced scorecard. So we, as the town board, was setting goals and setting, you know, what's the vision that we have for the town, what are the outcomes that we want to see. That was crafted into a one page, what we call a strategy map. It's a one-page strategic plan that outlines strategic objectives about here are the outcomes we want for our citizens, what are the things we need to do to get those outcomes, how do we need to manage our finances and our resources, and then finally, how do we need to build up our internal capacity and our know-how to be able to do all those things. And what we see is the report, we've been doing this for about 8 years, from all our different departments about what, you know, comparing the targets that they've been setting over the last couple of years and looking at what their scores are for this year. And then we can sort of holistically look at, well, you know, we have something like 200 different measures. What are some things that are going really well? We need to keep doing that. What are some things we need to do, you know, put more energy into? What are some things we need to just stop doing? And so it's a very, very good overview of, I want to say, the management of our community. And yeah, it is a little administrative, but it's very, very readable and something very, very proud about how well our town is managed.
And I know this is something that the town has won awards for, too, the communication of this information to people who aren't administrators or legislators or town officials or people who work in government, so that just people can go to the town's website and get a look at the scorecard and actually read it and have it presented in an understandable way. So that's really cool, too.
It is very, very cool. For example, and of course we've been talking about the state and national elections that are happening. Last year we had municipal elections, and there are questions that came up about, how well are we taking care of our infrastructure? Well, you see that in the scorecard. In our scorecard we say we want to replace 5% of our streets. We did something like 6%. What's the condition of our sidewalk? We have a rating for that, and we're close to 99%. We outline a lot of different activities. We outline sort of goals for our infrastructure, and we all get a big picture of that. We won great awards for our police departments for driver safety. We've changed our structure, and our patrols were just out on the streets almost twice as much by just reorganizing the way patrols are done. We look at our scores for complaints against officers. We want it down to 1% or less. Well, it's 0.1%, so we're really, really happy about that. We look at our scores for community watch groups and our participation, and we set a target of 70% about that. Well, we're only doing 50% of those, and so that's where we look at our score. Well, here's a place we're not getting the score that we had planned on. Is that because this is not something we should be doing quite as much? We've been doing other things, or is this something that, let's pay attention to this, put some more effort in? So those are the kind of conversations we will be having.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and again, we're talking about the balanced scorecard report that's coming up tonight at the town's work session, 7 p.m. at the town barn. And you mentioned some of the priorities that we're trying to get a measure of how well the town is meeting those. How are those priorities set? Are those departments determining sort of internally what their priorities are? How much of it is from community feedback? How do you set the priorities?
Well, all of the above, what we have crafted into that one-page strategy map really sets the priorities for what we'd like to accomplish and what I call outcomes, the things that are, we want to see today and, are important next year or the year after that. Community safety, are we increasing connectivity? Are we increasing community engagement? Is our community safe? Those are the outcomes. What do we need to do to make those things happen? Well, we have to be prepared for emergencies. We have to make sure that we're delivering our services dependably and reliably. We need to make sure that we're investing in communication. And so when you look at the different scores for those things, the departments will take those top-level goals and say, okay, what can my department do to reach those goals? And sometimes, they're pretty obvious. If we're taking care of infrastructure, Public Works is going to be working on that, as will, our water utilities. But sometimes you find that there's goals that we have in town that really cross all departments. For example, our water billing department. If we want to be prepared for emergencies, we want to make sure that we have our emergency phone access for all of our water customers and everyone. And so water billing, you wouldn't think necessarily they're worried about, public safety, but it's written in their strategy map that they want to try to reach a very, very, very high percentage of our water customers to make sure that we have communications with them, because that's something that's common to almost everybody who's involved in this community. They're probably a water customer.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and Mayor, we got to let you go in just a second, but before we do, that meeting is coming up tonight, but this coming weekend is really exciting in Hillsborough because Halloween's coming up, so what's going on in town?
Oh, my favorite, Aaron. This feels like a long weekend. We've got Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, and then Halloween actually follows on a Monday. And generally trick-or-treating in the neighborhoods is standard on Halloween, whatever day Halloween follows. But great activities all weekend long in Hillsborough. There's, of course, the Art Walk that's for last Friday in downtown. There'll be trick-or-treating for the little kids who go to the businesses. There's spirits tours on Friday and Saturday. You'll find sort of haunted sidewalks. Nefarestu, the old film, is going to have, there's going to be a live music shown on Friday night. There's train rides. There's a dog costume contest. There's an after dark cemetery tour and a pumpkin carving contest. So just things happening all over town. If you go to visithillsboronc.com and look under events on the weekend, you can see click onto any of those events and find out how to connect with those. Some require registration, and that's the best way to find out what's going on in town. Go to that visithillsboronc.com website.
It's going to be a great weekend. Again, visit hillsboronc.com to check out all of the events and happenings in Hillsboro this weekend and beyond. Hillsboronc.gov if you want information about town government events and happenings. But board meeting coming up tonight, work session, and then Halloween stuff coming up this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.